Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week we're going to be talking about our brand new guide on Magic Kingdom Fastpass recommendations, and that includes Fastpass recommendations for families, for adults, our recommendations on Fastpass selections, and Fastpass recommendations for the busiest attractions at the Magic Kingdom as well. We're also going to be doing poor reviews of great theme park attractions, and considering we're in the Magic Kingdom this week, we're doing the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And if we have time, we're going to talk through some of this week's news, but that's a kind of a big if, depending on how much Dan and I like to waffle on. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Dan, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been okay. It's been okay. Working week. Another working week since coming back from WDW. And it's been a hot week.
It has, hasn't it?
Really has, hasn't it? Yeah.
It's been too hot.
Uncomfortably.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've said it before, but anyone in America listening to this must be like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? But it may only be 27, 28 degrees here. Centigrade. We don't do it in Fahrenheit. But it's hot. It's hotter than it feels when it's like 33, 34 in Florida. So we're just not made for heat in this country. We don't have any aircon in most buildings, including our homes.
Yeah, I think that's the worst bit, isn't it? I mean, because we've both got aircon in the offices, our offices.
Yeah.
So it's not so bad. No. And I've got aircon in the car, so I'm in aircon quite a lot, but when you get home, it's just like,
Yeah, so no home in, like, Britain is built with aircon.
No.
So, but thanks to global warming, we now require it.
Yeah, soon enough.
So, there we go. But yeah, I've had a busy week. I was in London yesterday for most of the day for work, which was
nice.
Busy. But, you know, last week we booked our Disney World trip.
We did last Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, so after we recorded the podcast, I think last week we said we were going to book it, but we have actually booked it now, staying at Old Key West next October for 11 nights, wasn't it, I think?
I think so, yeah.
So yeah,
deposit's been paid.
Deposit has been paid, there's no going, well, there is, I suppose there is going back now, but
yeah, I suppose that's the idea of the deposit really, isn't it? So, yeah. You know, but
there is no going back now, because we've booked a Disney trip, so that's it.
Well, yeah, you can't go back on it, can you?
No, exactly. So, this week, we thought it'd be good to talk about our Magic Kingdom Fastpass recommendations. And before any of you say it, we know we did an episode back in, I think, episode 63 or episode 64, where we talked through our recommendations on Fastpasses for each of the Walt Disney World parks. By all means, go back and listen to that if you want to. But this week, it's we're talking through our guide, and the reason why we brought this up again as a subject is because the guide has been created for different audiences. So we've got Fastpass recommendations for families, for adults, those that just want to ride the busiest attractions, and also our recommendations too. Now, our recommendations may have changed slightly since within 3 months, but I think that's fair in the Magic Kingdom. To be honest, my choices maybe range on a daily basis anyway. Which I think I may have said in episode 63 or 64 anyway.
That's the thing, yeah. It depends on the day, doesn't it? Because it could be really busy as well.
Exactly. So, you know, let's start off with our Fastpass recommendations for families. And, you know, as I said, this is in our guide. So if you go to the website, themeparktrader.com, click on the big orange button that says Theme Park Guides, go to Walt Disney World, then Magic Kingdom, and then you'll see it in there. So we start off with families. And our top three recommendations for families are Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Peter Pan's Flight, and Enchanted Tales with Belle. Now, I know probably, Dan, this is the first time that you've seen this list. Despite writing this piece as in both Dan and I were writing it, Dan had nothing to do with this. So maybe it's a time to question some of the things that are in here. But, I mean, what do you think about those three choices for families?
The first two make complete sense. Peter Pan's flight is ridiculously busy.
Yeah.
I've no idea why, but it is. As is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, you kind of get why that is busy. I'm curious as to Enchanted Tales of Belle.
As in why it's in there?
Yeah.
So I will go into, let's go into each of the reasons why.
Let's deep dive.
Let's deep dive into the decision behind the Fastpass choice.
It's going to be an interesting podcast.
I imagine that's how most Americans imagine us talk.
Until they listen to us and we realise we're just a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, until they realise that we're just two clowns sitting at our desks at home recording a podcast every week.
You're ruining the magic, right?
Sorry, I mean in our fancy studio in our London town.
Penthouse town.
I've ruined it. It's gone.
The facade has slipped.
I don't think it ever existed, did it?
No, probably not.
So, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Let's go into that one first. So, what I've said is, while, you know, the thing about this is, it is for families, this part, but there is a minimum height requirement of 38 inches or 97 centimetres. But it is one of the busiest attractions at Magic Kingdom. And I think it's a fantastic introduction to coasters for the entire family. Unless you're below 97 centimetres, obviously. In which case, unlucky. But what I've said is, the ride isn't quite as intense as Big Thunder Mountain and includes characters that the kids are going to recognise. The ride also includes some of the best animatronics you're going to see of classic Disney characters.
Yeah, all true.
So, yeah, I think that one was a given just because it is a good family coaster and it's very busy, so it's always worth getting a fast pass for that.
Yeah, it's one of the busiest rides at the moment, isn't it? If not the busiest.
Yeah, it's probably the busiest, maybe second to the next one on the list. For some reason.
Weirdly.
So the next one is Peter Pan's Flight. So I said we've never been to Magic Kingdom and not seen Peter Pan's Flight busy. I don't know why, but it's never happened. We don't actually particularly rate the attraction. So in our Magic Kingdom attractions guide, which we talked about a few episodes ago, we only gave it a 2.5 out of 5, which I think is actually being more than generous.
Yeah.
But it's very popular among families, and even with the interactive queue, you're going to want a fast pass for this.
Definitely. It's really deceiving, though, isn't it? Because when we were there a few weeks ago, you look at the queue and it looks really short, but then you realise that it actually goes around the back and into a room. Because you can see them loading people onto the ride vehicles from the entrance.
Yeah.
But you actually go around the houses.
Oh, yeah. You walk like 3 miles before you get to the attraction.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I haven't actually been on Peter Pan's Flight, I don't know, probably in about 5 or 6 years, just because I can't be bothered to wait 2.5 hours or whatever it normally is.
And you'd rather get a fast pass for something else.
Exactly. Because there's no tiered system at Magic Kingdom, I'd rather get a fast pass for something else.
Yeah.
So the last one on the list is the one you questioned, Dan, which is Enchanted Tales with Belle. And that's really because the attraction is always pretty busy. It's actually rated as one of the busiest attractions at the park. But it's also something a bit different outside of like a normal ride or a simple character meet and greet. So not only do you get to act out the storyline to Beauty and the Beast with Belle, but you also get the added luxury of a unique photo opportunity with Belle and Lumiere at the end. So I thought it was something like a little bit different, something that a lot of kids I see kind of queuing up for it, really looking forward to meeting Belle and kind of playing out that story. This was quite a tough call between Enchanted Tales with Belle and also the Town Square Theatre where you can meet Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, both. Yeah, because I vaguely recall Enchanted Tales of Belle being a little bit busy. It wasn't massively busy.
Yeah.
When I was there, maybe like 45 minutes, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a fairly lengthy queue for what it is, really. But yeah, I think possibly Mickey had generally had a longer queue.
Interesting.
Possibly in the 90-minute mark.
Okay, that's interesting. I thought I kind of think that if you're a fan of Beauty and the Beast, then You should do this because it's more than just a character meet and greet. It is, you do get to play out the story. You know, they pick on the dads to play, like, I can't remember, it's like the people, just random characters and things like that. But it's worth doing. There's some good animatronics in there. Like, Lumiere is very good. Wardrobe is very good. It is worth going to see. But it's a very good point you raised, Dan. And actually, underneath our three main recommendations, we have our family FastPass alternatives. So I wanted to include this because I know, you know, if you've got two young boys, for instance, sure, they might like Beauty and the Beast. They might want to meet Belle. That's fair enough. But I think probably the likelihood is probably not. So, you know, there's three here that you can swap out. I would probably always keep Snow White, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, unless your children are too young too small even to ride it. And I would also probably keep Peter Pan's Flight just because it's so busy. There's no height limit on that anyway. So, but the three that alternatives here are Meet Mickey Mouse at Town Square Theatre, which I think we just discussed. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, because that actually can get very busy.
Okay. Yeah, because I think we had fast passes for that a couple of times.
Yeah.
And annoyingly, when it was busy, we didn't have the fast pass for it. And then when we had the fast pass, it wasn't that busy. We could have just queued for it.
It's always the way, isn't it?
It is, but yeah. But yeah, it's a bit, it can be busy. It can be quiet. So it's difficult, that one.
It is a tough one. And then the last one is Jungle Cruise, because it can be very, very hot to queue for. And I do think that's one for the whole family to enjoy.
Yeah, and again, generally has a longer queue, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, especially in the summer months. So is there any in the list there, Dan, that you are surprised not to see?
I don't think so. Not for families.
It's a small world after.
Well, that's only got a 5-minute queue, and it always has a 5-minute queue.
I've been there when it's half hour, Dan. I've been there when it's half hour. People love it.
I mean, the crazy bus must have just come in.
I was on it. I was driving it.
That doesn't surprise me. After you taking your home remedies.
I don't appear to be working. I seem to be bunged up from like whatever I've just taken. Like,
well, you didn't really think it through, did you? You got hay fever and you've taken something with flower extract.
Yeah, fair point. Fair point. Dahoy! So I think we should move on to adults.
Yeah.
So our adult FastPass Plus recommendations for Magic Kingdom, our top three are Space Mountain, the Haunted Mansion, and Big Thunder Mountain. Any that you're like, what the hell? Why is that not included?
Space Mountain. I suppose not. I was thinking Splash Mountain.
I've accounted for that.
Is that in the alternatives?
I've got a good reason for Splash not being included.
Okay. So. But I think that's probably fair enough. I think Space Mountain, Big Thunder, they're two of the more intense rides in the park, really, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, they're not that intense because, you know, it's the Magic Kingdom,
no,
but they
you
are
know, in comparison,
the grand scheme of things, yeah.
Yeah, compared to it's a small world, you know.
No, if it was up to me, it's a small world, but, you know, it's not.
It's a small world all the time, every time. If they let you book three, it's the same attraction.
Yeah. I mean,
Ryan would be all over it.
I should have done one. I should have done a list here for, like, Disney Nuts, because it would be, like, It's a Small World, The Enchanted Tiki Room, and I don't know the last one. It, probably something like Pirates or Haunted.
Yeah. Those cult classics.
Yeah. So, the reasons behind these choices. Space Mountain, it's probably still the best thrill ride at Magic Kingdom, I would say, even though it's been open since 1975. It's a coaster, it's in darkness, and the chances of getting whiplash all come together for a quite unique theme park experience, I think.
It's weird how you try and sell that as a plus point.
It is a plus point.
I agree to disagree.
Well, I know, but you're not a fan of the ride anyway.
Not a huge fan.
I think it's one of the best in the park for sure, and it can get pretty busy as well. So I think it's worth getting a fast pass for.
Yeah.
The Haunted Mansion, one of the best pieces of storytelling in any theme park, I think, I've ever visited. And I don't think a trip to the park wouldn't be the same without going to the Haunted Mansion. It's a fan favourite among adults. I think it's been voted the top attraction at Disney World time and time again. So we couldn't not include it on the list, really.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that has a bit of hit and miss queue times, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It can be really high. It can be quite low. It really depends on the time of day that you go, I suppose, doesn't it? So
yeah, for sure. And then Big Thunder Mountain. So the first thing I've put in Big Thunder Mountain's section is, but what about Splash? and then I've catered for you, Dan. Yeah, we see you furiously typing away in the comments.
That is targeted at me, is it?
It is, yeah. Big Thunder is always has the edge over Splash Mountain, I think, when it comes to Fast Pass, for one simple reason: the queue.
Oh, the intensity of the queue.
Yeah, so queuing for Big Thunder during the hot weather is horrible. So I think we're doing you a favour by recommending this one over Splash.
It is. I think Splash tends to have a longer queue.
Yeah.
But yeah, Big Thunder has a worse queue. But yeah.
I think so. I think the thing about Splash is that, yes, some of it is outside, but once you get inside, it's really nice and cool.
Whereas, yeah, because you kind of get into the sort of the... It's not underground, is it? But the tunnel-y bit.
Yeah. Whereas Big Thunder, even though you're like undercover most of the time, it's just ridiculously hot.
Yeah, I have no idea why it's that hot.
No, it's ridiculous. And then some adult Fastpass alternatives include Pirates of the Caribbean, Splash Mountain, of course, and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, because I think it is a good coaster for everyone.
Yeah, I agree with that. And again, it's like the queue's ridiculously long, so...
Yeah, so you're probably going to want to ride it, but there's better adult attractions out there than that.
Yeah.
And then moving on to our Magic Kingdom Fastpass Plus recommendations for the busiest attractions. And busiest I've done based on all of my research that I've seen. So it's purely based on the average times for rides. So I know that sometimes, say, Big Thunder will be busier than Splash, or It's a Small World will be busier than Peter Pan's Flight. No, that's never happened, but this is just average times. So based on average wait times on busiest attractions, Peter Pan's Flight, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and believe it or not, Dan, Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay. I know the attraction time, for the wait time for that does tend to get a bit high,
yeah.
Sort of can get into the 90-minute sort of range. I'm surprised to not see Space Mountain on that list.
Space Mountain does get busy, but it's actually a little bit lower down on the list. So even the likes of our alternatives, even the likes of Splash, Enchanted Tales of Belle, and even Pirates, apparently the average wait time for Pirates is usually higher than Space. I don't believe that personally.
Wow. No, I don't remember a time where I consistently saw Pirates or Splash higher than Space Mountain.
No, well, I mean, that's what apparently to the average wait times, but I would maybe include Space in that list of alternatives as well, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess maybe because Space is a bit more of an intense ride that, and a bit Magic being a more of a family park, maybe it doesn't get as busy, but it always seems like it has a really high queue time.
It does, yeah, I completely agree. And then moving on to our recommendations. So we didn't really put any reasons behind the busiest ones because they kind of are what they are. And then our recommendations, which, yes, I said they might differ from the last podcast we did because, stupidly, I didn't listen to it. And also my opinion changes on a daily basis. So our recommendations are for the three are Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, the Haunted Mansion, and Big Thunder Mountain. And then the reason behind it, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, we love the interactive queue. However, it's still relatively new. It's probably the busiest ride at the park, and it's essential to get a fast pass for that, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, you'll see like a 2 hour, and what am I trying to say? A 90-minute to a 2 hour queue time for that,
yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. And then Haunted Mansion is on the list. So this one was a really tough call between Haunted Mansion and Pirates, but I think Haunted gets it because a lot of the queue is outside, whereas Pirates is actually nice and cool inside.
Yeah.
It has a better queue. So Haunted Mansion, I think, has a better queue than Pirates because some of it's interactive. But you can't beat an indoor queue on a hot day at the parks. So I think that's the reason why Haunted comes out on top. Similar story for Big Thunder and why it won out over Space, to be honest, because the queue is outside. And that's the only reason that that I've put it as a recommendation above Space and Splash.
Okay. See, I would probably... if I was booking those, I'd probably swap out Haunted Mansion for Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Just because I think generally it has a higher queue time than Haunted. It feels like it does.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all. I think, to be honest, it kind of changes day to day, which makes it really tough to give a solid recommendation. I think you could swap out Haunted for Space or Splash, depending on your preference. Haunted, usually the queue isn't too bad, but you have to kind of do it. Unfortunately, fast passes, you have to book so far in advance, but it kind of it depends on the season, depends on even the day of the week. Like, it just differs so much. But I think you're probably right. Like, Haunted's not generally that busy. Like, I think the longest I've queued for it is 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. I was generally seeing it as sort of like maybe 25 minutes, that sort of time, maybe a little bit more.
Right, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, if you book them sort of 60 days or 30 days, depending on where you're staying, in advance, then you can adjust them on the day, can't you?
Yep, you can.
Like, you know, I was there, some of the rides are still available. Some of them, yes, some of them go straight away, like Peter Pan's Fight goes. You won't find one of those on the first when you get there on the day.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is the same.
Yeah, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. But things like Haunted, Big Thunder, Buzz, those sort of ones, you got a little bit of flexibility around.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think, obviously, everyone's different. You know, we wanted to try and make this as specific as possible to different audiences so that you guys could, you know, have a look and kind of go after what you needed. But, you know, if anyone's listening and, you know, you're like, oh, I don't fit into this, you know, what do you think about this? Or, you know, I would never go on that. We've enabled comments on all of our guide pages now. So if you want to come in, make a comment, tell us we're idiots. Tell us that actually, you know, you've made a complete idiotic decision in recommending these for families. I hope that's not the case. Because I like to think we know a little bit about Disney World, maybe more than a little bit, maybe quite a lot.
Just a smidge.
But, you know, I'm more than happy to have discussions with people in the comment section. I'm more than happy for people to come on the podcast and discuss their decisions. You know, we want this to be a community that, you know, helps us change and improve the site. So if you do have recommendations on another audience that you want us to include, or your own recommendations that you want to share with the community, just come onto the site and let us know, because we'd love to hear from you. So, moving on from Fastpass recommendations at Magic Kingdom to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, also at the Magic Kingdom, so one we've discussed quite a lot already today, and we thought we'd do some poor reviews of great theme park attractions again this week, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train fits because we've talked about it so much, and I'm going to start off with the poor and terrible, and we're going to TripAdvisor, tripadvisor.co.uk. It's rated 4.5 out of 5, so it's rated very highly, which is why, you know, we do this poor reviews of great theme park attractions. The point is that the attraction has to be rated good to start with before we even do this, because usually that means that the poor and terrible reviews are just hilarious to kind of read, and I think what we do well in Britain is just tearing apart someone's argument. I think we're good at doing that.
Yeah, and we can't really do great reviews of bad attractions because there aren't really that many really bad attractions.
No, there aren't. Besides, Fury maybe has a chance. E.T. maybe has possibly a chance. Oh, controversial.
Disappointingly, probably not E.T.
No, it's probably considered by a wider audience outside of this podcast as average.
Not great. Average.
That's two insults to E.T. this week. Sorry, guys.
Just knocking them out of the park, aren't we?
I was back and forth arguing with a few people on Twitter this week about E.T. It's not a week on my Twitter if I'm not arguing with someone about E.T.
It's a bad week when that doesn't happen, if that happens.
Exactly. So let's read some of the poor and terrible reviews. And we may jump into the average as well, depending on how much fun we're having with this. So, first one starts by saying, too much hype, not worth the wait. Managed to score a fast pass. What a waste. too short a ride, and you go through the mine and see the dwarf's house at the end. Other than that, it's indistinguishable from the runaway train. You can't even name the rides correctly. Come on, man. Though billed as a shaking car ride, the cars don't shake much either. Ride it once just for the experience, but don't stand in line much to do so. Completely disagree. The cars do shake. You have to shake them.
Oh, I see. You've got to put a bit of effort into it.
So when me and my sister were in the same minecart last year, we started rocking back and forth on the car, just like opposites to each other. And trust me, the car was going all over the place. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do it as much as we were, but it was going, because you know when you go around the turning on that, they kind of wobble a little bit on their pivots or whatever. We kind of played that to its full by really making it go. Like
trying to throw each other out of the car.
Basically, yeah, it was going all over the place and it was awesome. So yeah, I think it is quite short, but remember it's really a coaster that's based on Snow White. It's not going to be a great long roller coaster. The dwarf's house at the end is a nod to the original Snow White attraction, so that's why they put it in there. That's the whole point of that. There was a little nod to the attraction that they shut. So Snow White Scary Adventures, that is. It is distinguishable from the Runaway Train, which, by the way, I'm assuming he means Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, you would assume so. But it's completely different.
It is really different, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that one. Let's go on to the next one. So, what a waste of time, no thrills, really short, yawn. So, here we go. Thank goodness I had a fast pass. If I had to wait 2 hours for that, I would have been even more disappointed. You know, there's a common theme. This is me talking, by the way. There's a common theme with people that leave bad reviews on TripAdvisor in that they can't use grammar. Have you noticed that?
No, I have noticed that as well. Yeah, you get some interesting ones.
They can't use commas at all.
It makes it really difficult to criticise.
It does. I mean, people, please. Don't you know we're trying to do a show here?
We're trying to slag you off.
Yeah,
at least give us decent grammar.
At least put some decent grammar in there.
Yeah.
So, I'll continue reading. This is a slow trip to some dwarf singing hi-ho, and then another slow trip to the end with no thrills at all. Please do not waste your time on this. I met one of the reps from the park afterwards, and she asked me what I thought. I told her and she agreed with me. That says it all. She probably agreed with you because you're a mental case.
She wants to get you out of her way.
Yeah.
She's thinking of her own safety.
Exactly. Like, from Leeds, I'm not commenting on Leeds as a place at all, but I'm assuming that accent saying something's really terrible to probably a young American girl is quite petrifying. So I imagine why she agreed with them, to be honest. I get what they're saying. It is it's a slow coaster, but it's not billed as a great big, amazing coaster, is it? So
no, it's not. It's not meant to be like a rock and roller coaster or something like that. You know, it's targeted. It's a Seven Dwarfs mind. It's a seven Snow White and Seven Dwarfs ride.
Right, exactly.
What are you expecting? Like white knuckle.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Exactly.
How many inversions does this have?
Yeah, like this is a slow trip to some dwarf singing hi ho. What are they supposed to be singing? Also, he spelt hi ho wrong, so it's more like hi ho silver lining rather than hi ho from. Oh
wow!
Dear.
He was expecting like some sort of like Metallica song going on.
Oh, I didn't expect this at all. I expected to go into the mine and just hear the hi ho silver lining. What is this hi ho they're singing? I don't recognise this.
I've never heard of this in my life.
Oh dear. This one's making me quite angry, I think.
It sounds it.
So, next one. Totally not worth the wait. If I could pick one ride that gives you the worst return, so to speak, for waiting in line, this ride takes the cake. It is the shortest coaster in all the parks. Oh yeah, and I had a fast pass. Everyone who waited in standby came off the ride angry.
I don't know about that.
Did they? I don't blame them. I feel so sorry for anyone who waited more than 15 minutes to get on it. And to be honest, it's not even that great of a ride. It's like a child's ride. Very tame. Doi!
Like a child's ride.
It is
you're
a child's
magic,
ride.
You're in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
What? Oh my god. Wow.
It's like a child's ride. Very tame. Nothing like Big Thunder Mountain. The ride was smooth and new, but now that I've been on it once already, I wouldn't even waste a fast pass on it. I mean,
There's a lot of comparison to Big Thunder here, isn't there? It's like nothing like Big Thunder. No, it's like saying Enchanted Tales with Belle is nothing like Big Thunder.
Yeah, or it's like comparing a meet and greet with Belle with Mickey Mouse, right?
Yeah,
they're two completely different characters. They have
she looked nothing like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I expected to see her wearing ears. Like the two completely different characters, they have two completely different audiences most of the time. It's like a child's ride, very tame. I mean, that says it all. That kind of gives you the valid, the kind of reason behind the madness there, doesn't it? I mean, someone is leaving a negative review on a ride that is tailored to families, saying
and children
saying it's like a child's ride.
I hope the Imagineers who worked on that ride take that as a positive.
I hope they do as well. I mean, to be fair,
they have achieved a child's ride.
Well, exactly. I mean, this was reviewed on April the 1st, so maybe they're just taking the mick. I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, dear. Here we go. Waste of 2 hours. Only redeeming feature, it was a smooth ride suitable for bad backs and very young children. It is a new ride, so the line is long. Fast passes sells out in days in advance. It is over almost before it starts. No steep hills. We were two families of kids from ages 7 to 11. All gave thumbs down. And he's included a picture of his kid here, looking very grumpy with his thumbs down. But his kid has dyed pink hair. So if you're doing that to your child at 11, I think that's probably where you're going wrong.
Come on, kids, pose for the TripAdvisor photo.
Yeah, exactly. But Dad, we love this ride. Pose for the photo. If you want a Dole Whip, so help me God.
I'm sure parents aren't like that in Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Oh, probably.
I'm sure they are.
Based on these reviews.
Just going back to that previous review, though, the bit that really made me laugh was where they said everyone who waited on standby came off the ride angry. I mean, I'm sure a couple of people did, but everyone?
Yeah, and angry? Like, people, like, raging.
Yeah. I hate it!
I'm wasting my life!
I didn't come to Magic Kingdom to wait in lines!
People definitely need a little bit of perspective coming on these rides.
I think so. So somebody else has said, don't bother. We tried 4 times in 1 week to ride this. They had a DAS pass, so we're given a return time. All fast passes had gone a long time ago. Each time, either the road had a malfunction or due to weather, it was shut. Risk of thunder and lightning. How about making a ride that's fully enclosed? That way it can stay open more often. It does rain every day during the summer in Florida, and in most cases is accompanied by lightning and thunder. I felt sorry for those turned away who had been in line for over 90 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair point about being turned away after you're queuing for 90 minutes or something like that. But do they give fast passes when that happens?
Sometimes they do, not always.
Right, okay. But making a ride that's fully enclosed, I mean, that would just be boring if every single ride was just fully enclosed.
Yeah, if every single ride was just in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Like, Rock and Roller Coaster has done well, but like... Yeah. You wouldn't be able to get the scenery in everything that they've done with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train if it was all inside. It just wouldn't look as good.
No, and it would be a completely different experience. You know, you don't, and some of the rides are amazing where you can see the view, like Tower of Terror, Splash Mountain. You know, so I don't think every ride should be enclosed. Definitely not.
No, I don't think so. Here we go. This is the one that I was looking forward to reading. Longest line ever / not for thick people. I'm assuming we're going to find out what she means by this in a second.
Not sure.
First off, the line for this took forever to get to the front. We got in line with a 30-minute wait time, and it ended up being 45 minutes. You were lucky, love. 45 minutes is good. Secondly, when I arrived to the front of the line, I noticed that the seats were too small for a thicker person like myself. I'm thinking she's talking about weight over being stupid.
I'm not sure, Ryan. It could be a bit of both.
They should post some kind of weight requirement. Here we go. Because after waiting in line like that, and having to walk back to the exit, I was super pissed off. So this ride is just a no for me. How about you lose some weight? Sorry, that was maybe a little bit harsh.
Maybe. I suppose if there is a we don't know what the size of this person is, but if there's a restriction, you think somebody would have told her. You think it would be, you know.
I'm just imagining her, like, trying to get through the queue, like, taking the ropes with her as she's coming through. Just.
Oh, wow.
Just munching on 10 churros, like a bouquet of churros.
I got that image in my head now, going through the queue with a bouquet of churros.
Could I have a bouquet of churros?
They just kind of clip onto the back of the train.
Oh, whew.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not that large.
No, we're not. We've got nothing against large people. I just found that review particularly funny.
And yeah, just when you leave a comment like that.
Yeah, it deserves being ripped into. Everyone who's listened to this section of the show before knows that this is what we do in this section. But also, I think every time we do it, we get worse at how we rip people apart. Okay.
I think that would have been funny to see, though, like her try to get in.
Yeah, it would have been. And to be fair, I would actually pay good money for someone to ask for a bouquet of churros. Excuse me, mate, can I have 12 dozen churros, please?
12 dozen? Blimey.
Oh, sorry, I mean a dozen. Maybe it is 12 dozen in her case.
Yeah. Just like, oh, wow. Just eating it like a cake. Just like a Swiss roll.
Oh, man.
Taking a bite into the side of it.
Like,
wow.
Weaving all the churros together into one big churro.
A churro lattice.
Yeah, a plat of churros. Okay, this one's a one star. Longest line in the world. Waited over 2 hours and you don't even realise how long the line is as you think it's short. Then you get closer and it's a surprise of 1 million more people in front of you. Plus it was so hot the fans do not help. Okay, fair enough.
Just, yeah, he has a point. Yeah.
I don't think I can beat my bouquet of churros comment, to be honest.
No, I think, you know, million people, he's trying to make a point. I see that.
We see that, yeah. 100, yeah. Like,
I think the park only has a capacity of 100,000, but yeah.
Yeah, sure, million people. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
This person's reviewed one star, and they've said, terrible!
And it's all caps.
All in caps. It's all in caps. Yeah. Not worth it. This ride is very disappointing and by far the worst ride Disney has ever created.
Come on, people.
That is a bold statement.
It's a small world.
No, Dan, I'm not even getting into that argument with you.
What about Enchanted Tiki Room?
No, I like the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Oh, God. Well, no, I was about to say the Speedway, but you like that one as well, don't you?
Yeah.
You have to come back to me on this.
Is there one we can agree on, do you think? The flying carpets, that is terrible.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
So they're saying that this attraction is worse than the flying carpets.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Or, you know, Peepan's Flight is not a great attraction.
No, I'd say that's better than Peepan's Flight, despite Peepan's Flight having a ridiculous queue time.
I mean, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is one of the best attractions at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, definitely. That's why it has such a long queue time. Although we say that about Peter Pan's Flight.
That is true, yeah. That's
awkward.
Yep. So they go on to say, for such a long wait, there is no thrill. The coaster is slow and uneventful. Do not wait in line unless you have a fast pass. Well, I mean, yeah, don't wait in line unless you have a fast pass. That's definitely my recommendation. But the ride's not disappointing, I don't think. So somebody else has said, why is this so popular? This roller coaster is very much a little kid's coaster. It's Seven Dwarfs Mine Train! They don't really advertise it that way. Why are people so stupid? They don't really advertise it that way, and the line is usually over an hour and many times closer to two. Me and my teenage kids were bored while we were on it, and it doesn't even last very long. Definitely a long wait for very little payoff. If you have small kids that you are introducing to roller coasters, then this may be a good one. Oh, he gets the point of the ride now.
Finally.
Okay, so this one is a fast pass conundrum. It's not really worth spending a valuable fast pass on, but it really stinks to wait that long in line for a short and only vaguely interesting ride like this one. If you want a fun coaster, try Thunder Mountain at night. Please check out my other Disney reviews and give me... No, shut up. No. I'm not even going to say your name.
Not going to read it.
You know what? if you start your review by saying this roller coaster is very much a little kid's coaster, they don't really advertise it that way, what on earth did you expect when they called it the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Wow. It's just like, oh boy.
It's not really ambiguous, is it? It's not like Big Thunder Mountain or Space Mountain, like it could be anything.
It's not like they called it Death Coaster or something.
Yeah, right. You Will Die Coaster.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez. I'm just, honestly, I don't think I've face-palmed as much during this section of the show before as I have today.
It's just, it's consistent as well, isn't it?
It is. Like
the amount of reviews that have got the same points.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to read a few more because I am actually having fun doing this. This one reads, "For dwarves, gnomes and dinky little fairies, not for giants."
Interesting.
And this, I think actually this guy does have some fair points. If you're six foot six, thank you, and built like King Kong's cousin, that is such a British thing to say, it's unreal. This ride is not for you.
He sounds a bit arrogant already.
Yeah, it does.
I'm 6 foot six and built like King Kong's cousin.
Yeah. You look like a monkey or... I had the misfortune of being turfed off.
He's got
off.
A lot of hair.
Turfed off, what a phrase.
Wow.
Because the ride was so small, and after using a fast pass, if Disney could inform the larger than average Disney fanatic as to the problems with certain rides, i.e. lack of room prior to booking the ride, it would help. A sign at the front of the queue like the sign for those who are under a certain height, but for those who are vertically challenged. Disney have taken on board the issue, but as to whether or not they were acting on it is another question. So, Disney, please think about us big kids. You know what? I do actually think he's got a fair point.
Yeah, you don't tend to see, like, maximum heights.
Yeah.
Sir, can I just measure you for the maximum height?
Sir, if your head hits this wooden board, you're too tall to ride.
But it's interesting. I wonder how they did it, though. Like, if he sat in the ride and they looked at him and thought, that's too tall.
I don't know.
Because I've never seen, like, a thing that says, you know, if you're over this height, you can't ride.
Yeah. I do think he has a fair point, though. I think of all the poor reviews, this is the only one so far where I've thought, actually, this guy has got a valid point.
Yeah, I'm surprised... But I am kind of surprised that that would even be a problem, like 6 foot six, when you're seated down.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, obviously, I guess it was.
Obviously it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, somebody else here, so much hype, so little delivered. Okay, the honest truth here. I'm a Disney fan since the first time I walked through the turnstile in June 1974. Well, good effort. I've visited Disney so many times I've lost count. I anticipated the arrival of each new ride, have been blown away by all of them, with the exception of this one. It didn't do anything for me except waste 90 minutes of my day. The wait for the ride was not worth the ride itself. The ride is cute, that's all really. My 9-year-old thought it was a big letdown too after riding Space, Thunder and Splash Mountains. I love seeing the dwarves in the mineshaft, but after that there wasn't much else to it. This was a one-time ride and I would not wait in line again unless I had a fast pass.
Yeah, I think he makes some good points. Really.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, if you have a 9-year-old daughter, he didn't say daughter, did he?
No.
I don't know why I assumed. If you have a 9-year-old child and they've ridden Space Mountain and Thunder Mountain, or not necessarily Splash Mountain, it's nothing similar. But yeah, if they've ridden the bigger coasters then and they go on this, then yes, they might be a little bit disappointed because it's aimed as an entry-level coaster, really, isn't it?
Yeah, so. It is. So it's an interesting point, that one. Let's see if we can find another one. Okay, let's read this one. This is probably the last one. A big disappointment. We just returned from Disney World, and it's actually called Walt Disney World, but there we go. And on the last day, decided to wait for this ride since we'd never been on it. We had two adults and two kids in our group, kids aged 12 and 11. We had been watching the wait times, and when it got down to 50 minutes, got in line for the ride. We had looked at reviews online ahead of time, and it looked good overall. A lot of you reading Trustpilot, TripAdvisor. And it looked good overall, but our experience is very disappointing. We like all kinds of rides, thrill rides and slow rides, but this one doesn't live up to the hype. We all agreed, even the kids, that this wasn't worth the wait, and at most we would wait 15 minutes in the future. There are fun things to do in the line for kids, which is good to help the wait go by quicker. The ride itself is a good starting roller coaster for little kids, as there aren't any big drops, just a pretty fast speed and lots of turns. Inside, the doors are cute, but there isn't much to look at compared to many other Disney rides. The ride seems short as well. It was just a letdown overall. Before we tried this one, we went on the new Under the Sea Little Mermaid ride, and we all agreed that this was much more well done. I'm glad we tried the mine ride, and I would ride it again, but only if the wait was 15 minutes or less. The Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and Splash Mountain are way better.
Yeah, that the most interesting thing I got away from that was the fact that he reads reviews before he rides a ride.
Yeah, why would you not just ride it? this is the problem, right? So someone goes on to TripAdvisor and goes, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, oh, 4.5 out of 5, this must be the best ride ever.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you go into it thinking this is the best thing ever, because you've hyped it up yourself.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Read reviews of attractions before I ride on them.
No, sure. And the thing is, like, each people like different attractions. Right. So, you know, because I'll each attraction differs, because, you know, as we've said before, I like the track based roller coaster rides and stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't really like Space Mountain.
Yeah.
So, you know, each to their own, really.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's interesting that people, there's more people that dislike this ride than I thought. But, you know, let's bear in mind that we're probably looking at like a small percentage of the 306 reviews on TripAdvisor. In fact,
we look at, well, 4%. In fact,
yeah. So it's not much. It's not much. There are like 10% of them that are, say, average rather than very good or excellent. Lots of people talking about the long wait, which is natural for any new ride at Magic Kingdom. That's gonna be the case regardless of how good or bad it is.
Yeah, I think, and again, it's kind of like the Peter Pan's Flight, isn't it? It's one of those classic Disney films that people love, and so it'll always be a busy ride. I'm sure that's probably why Peter Pan's Flight is such a high queue. It can't be because it's a good ride, because it's not. But yeah,
it's not.
it must just be the classic Disney film factor.
Yeah, I think so. So yeah, I mean, let us know what you think of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. You know, do you agree with those people? Or, you know, are we right in our comments on the bouquet of churros? So just, yeah.
I think we're right about that.
I think we are right about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think there's any doubt about that.
No.
So I think given the intense poor reviews of great theme park attractions, we will probably end this week's episode there. As always, you can find us on our website, themeparktrader.com. We're on Facebook.com/themeparktrader. We're on Twitter, @themeparktrader. We're on Snapchat, themeparktrader. I'm on Twitter as well, @ryanogs. That's RYANOGS. Dan, you're on Twitter. What's your handle?
Yeah, Scrooby Online. So SCROBY Online.
And we would love for you to leave us a review on iTunes as well. We really like seeing all the positive reviews that are coming through. Luckily, we don't have to do a poor reviews of Great Theme Park podcast yet, because we're all been rated 5 stars. So that's maybe not after this episode with the churro comments, yeah. But that remains to be seen, I guess. So we really appreciate you guys listening. You know, the reason we make this show is for you. So any thoughts, comments, future episode ideas, do send them over to us, any of those channels. You can also comment on our website as well. So thank you for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.